spin-ups that can happen that can certainly cause quite a bit of damage.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. And the Justice Department's charged 5 Chinese citizens with hacks targeting more than 100 companies, including U.S. institutions and abroad. They include social media companies and universities. All 5 remain at large. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Hurricane Sally threatens to dump prolific rainfall amounts on the state of Alabama today. Flash flood watch in effect here today. Steady rain, heavy at times. Excessive rainfall totals possible when all is said and done. We could see, 6 to 10 inches, not out of the question. Threat of some tropical spin-up tornadoes as well. Windy today with winds in the 25 to 30 mile per hour range, gusting to near tropical storm force, which would be 40 miles per hour. High today 76, low tonight 71, upper 70s tomorrow. The rain threat rapidly tapers off on Friday. Nice weekend, highs in the 70s. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts, and there's going to be a ton of them today. Get it on your phone or tablet now. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. The American Red Cross and Alabama Power have crews deployed to the Gulf Coast ready to respond to the aftermath of Hurricane Sally. The Red Cross has already opened shelters in Alabama and Mississippi. Alabama Power has been inspecting lines and trimming trees to help cut down on power outages. With today's heavy rains, the city of Montgomery is providing free sandbag stations at 3 locations: Patterson Field on Madison Avenue, the AUM Dixie Youth Baseball Field on Brown Springs Road, and at one center located at the Old Montgomery Mall parking lot. There is a 10-bag limit at all locations, and pickup is from 8 a.m. until noon. In West Alabama, Selma High School is being used as a storm shelter, and many schools in our area have canceled classes for the day. For a complete list of closures and cancellations, we've posted a list online at alabamanews.net. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Tonight, CBS invites you to come together for a live music event from the heart of country music, with performances by Carrie Underwood, Blake Shelton with Gwen Stefani, Tim McGraw, Miranda Lambert, Kane Brown, Luke Combs, Maren Morris, Florida Georgia Line, Eric Church, Jimmy Allen, Luke Bryan, Gabby Barrett, Dan and Shay, Thomas Rhett, Kelsey Ballerini, Trisha Yearwood, and more. Keith Urban hosts the 55th Academy of Country Music Awards live from Nashville tonight at 8, 7 Central on CBS.
It's time for some straight talk. Here's a wireless equation to wrap your brain around. Big carriers plus fancy phone offers plus pricey contracts equals fail. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a new phone payment plan with no fees, no contracts, and no deposits. For great Samsung phones starting at less than $7 a month. All on America's largest and most dependable networks for up to 50% less. Turn that brain power into money-saving power. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools, too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Good afternoon, everyone. You have April Marie Fogel again today, filling in for Dan Morris, as I will be for the rest of the month. Don't you worry. He is still recovering and doing well. But we are letting him concentrate first and foremost on his health and getting back to 100%. I've got Joey Clark in the studio with me today.
Hey.
Joey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning, April Marie?
I'm actually very good. I was really worried about the weather. So
sure.
As listeners who have tuned into me before know, I drive Dion every day from Birmingham. And so I'm watching this, like, ginormous storm just sit. The radar looks way more menacing than the actual rain that's happening here, right?
It really does.
But I'm looking and I'm thinking, you know, Joey's got a really pretty face, but how badly do I want to see that pretty face today? Am I going to drive through this? And I thought, we're gonna champion this. We're gonna
Thank you for making it today.
So, well, you're stuck with me for the long haul. But I thought maybe today would be the day I tried my my virtual setup, and nope, I'm here with you guys. The call-in number is 272-9228, if you want to get on the line with us.
And we have some specials for Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Oh, I love... You guys, see, that's a good reason to call in itself, is to get in on that competition.
Yeah, on the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing.
Tell me their specials, because I'm not hungry enough as it is.
Yeah, well, I just got off the phone with Reed Ingram, and he was telling me about these Lady Cream Peas that are local and incredibly tasty, folks. Lady Cream Peas, $19 for a half bushel. That's like 5 pounds of peas.
Okay.
So that's some good eating there. An incredible side, or you could just make that your whole dinner. Lady Cream Peas for $19 a half bushel. And also Honey Crisp Apples. Reed Ingram himself drove all the way up to North Carolina. They're fresh, no herbicide, no wax on them. No, they're really fresh, really crisp, honey crisp apples. Y'all need to go by Sweet Creek Farm Market to check out those brand new products and brand new produce and all the great things they have over there at Sweet Creek Farm Market. But also, if you want to get in on the drawing when you call and talk to April Marie here, just tell us you want in on the Sweet Creek gift market or gift basket drawing of $60. That's $60 worth of anything you want to put in that gift basket over there from Sweet Creek.
It sounds delicious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everything by them does. It's not fair to have a lunch hour show and not get lunch. I feel like I'm going to have to renegotiate my non-existing contract to include lunch every day.
You should go get some a sandwich over there at Sweet Creek, some ribs. One of these days, when you're staying in town, go over by Sweet Creek and get some.
I'm going to do it sooner rather than later. Okay, so I started my day, and one of the first things I saw this morning was this phenomenal clip. So in order to lighten everybody's heart a little bit in these tough times, we're being struck by some the remnants of a hurricane here. You got to hear Senator Kennedy on with Sean Hannity. Here you go.
Senator John Kennedy, I think the Senate should sign on to this, Senator.
Sean, with respect, there are times, particularly recently, when I think Speaker Pelosi is one of those people who tried Tide Pods.
I feel like I just need to play that all day.
I love how he reels you in, too, with that accent of his.
You know, Joey's been trying to slow me down. I'm a fast talker.
Sure.
I don't know how many of y'all listen or have ever seen. There's a lot of guys listening to this program. There is a show called Gilmore Girls, and the mother and the daughter both talk at the speed in which I do. And I naturally do this, and I've talked this quickly my whole life. My daughter, who I call my mini-me, does it too. We just talk like this all the time. It's like the Micro Machine Man.
Sure.
The slow and deliberate way in which he just delivered that punchline was so absolutely phenomenal.
Tide Pods.
Sean, with respect, there are times, particularly recently, when I think Speaker Pelosi, where is he going with this? Please tell us, get there, was one of those people, those that tried Tide Pods. Oh my gosh. I can't live it down. You know, at some point today, one of y'all call and make me cry, like say something mean to me. I'm just going to play this clip and be suddenly happy again because it warms my heart.
Senator Kennedy.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Hey, East, you calling to say hi already? What's up, my friend?
Hey, listen, I wanted to call briefly and let you know that I went by Mortgage Corporation of the South, had a wonderful visit with the staff there. It was a lot of fun. Thank you again, Dan Morris and the Dan Morris Show, Joey and April. Look, you know, I'm a dad, April, okay? I'm 59 years old. Can I bring you lunch today? Are you hungry? It just breaks my heart. You have to sit there and do these ads. I mean, Dan does this to us all the time. He talks about the Cuban and all this. And what have I got? I got a bologna sandwich, you know?
Yesterday, I made the mistake of I brought a tuna salad, like a little tuna salad with some grapes and some cheese. And then by the time I got around to eating it, it had been out too long. I like looked at it and I thought, I'm going to keel over a food poisoning. And Joey's going to have talked for 6 hours. I better not touch this. So I have not done, but I am going to do is my children have the lunch boxes, but they get school lunch now. They get their private school has a little catering system. I'm going to steal one of their little lunch boxes. It'll be like me and Paw Patrol or Sophia the First chilling up here with some kind of sandwich. You know,
that'll inspire Joey right there. Get you some Vienna sausage and some crackers. You know, some deviled ham. You'll have it made.
You are so sweet, East. I will just say for the record on air that I will never turn down food, okay?
No.
I'd like to say, you know those women who go on dates and they're like, I'm just going to have a salad.
Yeah.
That was never me.
Yeah.
That was never, ever me. Like, no, I will eat you out of house and home. I will eat any grown man under the table. It is absurd is what it is. Thank you so much for thinking of me, East. Anytime.
You know, you can ask Joey. I want to bring a couple of hubcap cookies by from Sweet Creek.
Oh, they're massive.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. So I don't want you to go hungry and start slowing down. If I hear you slowing down when you're talking, we may have to make an emergency command decision. So.
Well, you're very thoughtful. Thank you so much for calling in. And I'm glad to hear you had a good time over there. All right, everyone. So the other thing, in addition to my Senator Kennedy therapy today, I walked in and announced to the boys, because it feels like I am a 39-year-old woman, just so we're clear, okay? I'm a 39-year-old woman. If you don't know my background, I do political communications. That's like what pays my bills and keeps the lights on.
Sure.
So I work with third-party groups, C3s and C4s, and I do a lot of consulting out of D.C., for all intents and purposes, I am what I'd consider a somewhat successful businesswoman. I walked in today in what can be construed as pajamas. Like, that's what happened today. So for the listeners, at some point we're going to do a live stream of this situation. Today is not that day. Because today, I most certainly walked in sweatpants. That happened.
Well, Greg Budell does it every day. Join the club.
It's actually, you know, it's so funny, the sharp decline, like I had been walking into like business attire, full makeup, hair done all pretty, and now you guys are just old friends. Like, I know you, you know me, and so I showed up today looking like I'm 39 going on 19, and that's just where we are. There is so much to talk about today, guys. So we're going to have to take a break here in just a minute, but I'm going to tell you some of the topics we've got going on. The state let the curbside alcohol exemption expire, which breaks my heart. We're going to talk about that. A billionaire had the intention of giving away all of his money before he died. He was successful. We're going to talk about that. Of course, the Trump rally / town hall. Wouldn't be a good segment without that. I might play the Tide Pod audio repeatedly, and y'all can roll your eyes at me. I just think it's that phenomenal. Green jobs. There's a great story on the number of green jobs that could be lost if Biden gets in and does his green plan. What is up with these conservatives or these liberals who don't understand how bad their green plans are for, you know, everybody, for the economy, for ratepayers of energy users? Look at California. It's not going well. We're going to talk about that.
Doesn't solve the climate change problem, but we will talk about that.
Talk about the fires. Come on, guys. Fires. Public records laws. City of Troy refusing to comply with Alabama public records laws. And then finally, we got to talk about this scientist who went on Tucker, has since been suspended from Twitter, and is causing eyebrows to raise. So lots to do today as you listen to April Marie Fogle filling in for Dan Morris with Joey Clark here keeping me out of trouble. I may even try the board again today.
Sure.
That would be fun.
Y'all give us a call, 272-9228.
You're going to call us and see if I can hang up on you or get you on air. It'll be very entertaining. Stay tuned. Much to talk about today.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Hello, everyone. You have April Marie Fogel here filling in for Dan Morris. Today and the rest of the month, it really is a pleasure to be here. I love it. I love getting to know you all. I love the Facebook messages and the tweets. So thank you. Keep those coming. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Parler at April Marie. That's APRYLMARIE. And I know it's one of those weird, annoying things, but I've got a double first name, April Marie. But you can find me there. Excuse my cough. It does not seem to be going away. So we went out and I talked about some of the things I want to talk about today. We have a lot of really big national issues happening. I'm going to get to it a little later. The new Tommy Tuberville ad. I forgot to add that to the list. We're going to talk about that and listen to that. We'll play that for you if you haven't heard it. Number one on my list, if you were to see my sheet of paper of things I want to talk about today, is getting rid of curbside alcohol. Free the grapes. Free the alcohol. Come on, people. So there was when the governor did her emergency orders in March, one of them allowed for the sale of alcoholic beverages curbside at licensed businesses. Now, alcohol is actually where a lot of businesses, a lot of restaurants make their money.
Right.
I mean, it is. People come and they'll have drinks and then they'll have dinner and they'll still have drinks. And, you know, my theory, again, it's that personal responsibility, libertarian in me. Like, people should be responsible for their own behavior. I think this needs to be the governor needs to go ahead and re-up this, let curbside alcohol be sold again, and I think the legislature needs to come in and fix the law. There's no reason responsible adults can't take a bottle of wine home with them or can't get a drink to go.
And I think alcohol should be delivered. I think it exists in other states. It's not that crazy of an idea.
Yeah, I was so extremely frustrated. I went to Florida at the end of the summer. It was our first and only travel trip this year. Sure. So we had won a house at the beaches on 30A as part of our school. I don't know. It was like a school fundraiser or whatever. So we won this house for a week. And we went down there and I did Shipt. And it was so bizarre to see that you actually can get alcohol delivered. And as somebody who's not going to the grocery stores, which I'm not. I'm still avoiding Targets, still avoiding grocery stores. I went once and it really got my anxiety. Because, that was at the time when I wasn't sure if my asthma made me high risk or not. Doctor says I do not need to worry as much as I was preliminarily worried. But at any rate... we should be able to get alcohol delivered. It seems like a normal thing. And that I mean like the shipped kind of delivered, but I also mean get wine in from the state. It drives me bonkers that if I find a good deal on wine somewhere, I have to have it sent to my friend either in Atlanta or sent to my friend in Florida and then get it brought here. I actually met with a friend my birthday this year. A friend got a phenomenal deal on alcohol and or on wine, and I went and drove and met her. And it was like, I felt like, you know how the bootleggers must have felt back during Prohibition?
Sure.
I literally, she was like, she drove the alcohol to the Georgia-Alabama state line. She lives just north of Atlanta. I drove from Birmingham to her. We met, and it looked like some kind of like really bad what would be, you know, I was gun running or drug dealing or something, but it was really me trying to get wine that I can't get at home here.
And now you're a NASCAR fan.
And just like that, suddenly, oh, what is that? What is the movie? I'm thinking
Talladega Nights.
Well, no, I'm thinking Smokey and the Bandit. Yeah. That's me right there, baby. But all of this to say, we are, we are very socially conservative in addition to just being generally conservative state. But come on, we can do this. We can allow curbside alcohol, especially in a time when the restaurants still aren't open. There are a lot of restaurants that still are, you know, not seeing great business because people won't eat indoors. I won't eat indoors. I'll eat on patios. I'm doing this phenomenal patio surfing situation. But restaurants are hurting. Small businesses around the country are hurting. So I'm all for the curbside alcohol sales to continue. Also for delivery people to be able to bring alcohol and wine to be shipped, which makes me sound like I might be a lush, but I promise you and assure you I am not. During the beginning of COVID, I was having a little bit of day drinking when I was attempting virtual school virtual learning with my children, but that has passed. So anyway.
We had a call off the air. She's just getting out of her car, couldn't come on there, which is unfortunate. But she claims, Deborah does, that you can get certain wine delivered. You have to go to the ABC, something like.
In Birmingham has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Pike County in southeastern Alabama until 1:15 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 12:25 p.m. Central Daylight Time, a cluster of severe thunderstorms was located 9 miles southeast of Goshen, moving north at 45 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Troy, Brundage, Goshen, Banks, Antioch, Antley, Troy Municipal Airport, Troy University, Hamilton Crossroads, Orion, Tarentum, Mossy Grove, and Henderson. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 1:15 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following county, Pike, Alabama.
And hang out with their drink and then wait while they wait for their food.
Sure.
And then, in theory, legally, you're not, after this expired, you're not allowed to take that drink to go. It's like you've got within a certain amount of the feet, you're allowed to drink that alcohol, but they're not allowed to let you go. And they risk losing their license if they do. And I just say, if you're walking 2 blocks to get a barbecue sandwich, you should be able to take your drink home.
Amen.
This is just silly. Silly, I tell you, silly. So in the great state of Alabama, if you know your lawmakers, tell them they need to fix that. Come on now. With that said, Joey's telling me, stop ranting about alcohol. We got to take another break. All right, you've got April Marie Fogle here filling in for Dan Morris. More important things than alcohol on the agenda when we get back. Talk to you in just a second.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Hurricane Sally threatens to dump prolific rainfall amounts on the state of Alabama today. Flash flood watch in effect here today. Steady rain, heavy at times. Excessive rainfall totals possible when all is said and done. We could see, you know, 6 to 10 inches, not out of the question. Threat of some tropical spin-up tornadoes as well. Windy today with winds in the 25 to 30 mile per hour range, gusting to near tropical storm force, which would be 40 miles per hour. High today 76, low tonight 71, upper 70s tomorrow. The rain threat rapidly tapers off on Friday. Nice weekend, highs in the 70s. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts, and there's going to be a ton of them today. Get it on your phone or tablet now. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello and good afternoon. You are listening to News Talk 93.1 with April Marie Fogle here, filling in for Dan Morris. Joey Clark hanging out with me, keeping me out of trouble.
Indeed.
Or at least attempting to.
No, you're out of trouble. For now.
For now. We make no promises about the next segment or next hour. We were discussing the interesting kind of breaking news of that went on, and Tucker Carlson had on an expert who worked for WHO, the World Health Organization. Yeah, not an owl. She scientist who claims to have studied the COVID virus and have has evidence that it was in fact used. It was weaponized. So we're going to listen to her for just a minute. It's about 6 minutes of talking. I may or may not jump in. We'll see what we think.
Tucker's going to set this up.
This came from a lab in Wuhan. Please.
Okay, briefly, from my first report, I can present the solid scientific evidence to our audience that this virus, COVID-19 SARS-CoV-2 virus, actually is not from nature. It is a man-made virus created in the lab based on the China military discovery and owned the very unique bat coronavirus, which cannot affect people, but after the modification, becomes a very harmful virus at now. So I have evidence to show why they can do it, what they have done, how did they do it.
So what you're saying is much more sinister even than we've suggested on this show, than Tom Cotton, so than almost anyone suggested. You're saying that the Chinese government manufactured this virus, if I'm hearing you correctly. That's what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Based on the virus genome, it's basically like our fingerprint. So you can see the very unusual characters in their genome, which clearly, based on the other evidence they left during the modification, we can say finally this is exactly the one come from their own special bat coronavirus and then target human.
What you're alleging is shocking more even than I anticipated when we invited you on. So I just want to ask the most obvious question, which is this genome presumably is in the possession of many researchers around the world. Why is nobody saying this if it's true?
Yeah, why there is nobody want to say it? It's because of the big suppression come from the Chinese Communist Party government and also their friend in scientific world. So basically, this is very clearly that this virus is like Frankenstein. So he created those things like basically a cow has deer's head, has rabbit's ear, and also have monkey's hand. So they can never get it from the nature. And there were evidence left in the genome. But the scientific world also keeps silence, work together with Chinese Communist Party. They don't want the people to know this truth. Also, that's why I get suspended, I get suppression. I am the target that Chinese Communist Party want to be disappeared.
Hmm. Okay, so there's a lot to unpack there.
Yes.
Let's start with, this is not the first time that someone has suggested that the virus was a weapon.
Right.
Even without kind of coming out and saying it, Trump has said to some extent that even if they didn't create the weapon, China, once it was happening around them, China allowed it to happen. If it was a weapon, it was a very effective weapon. It has taken we would be in a completely different place in our nation in terms of Trump's reelection efforts, if not for COVID.
Right.
I mean, the economy would be thriving still, and we would be talking about different things. We'd be talking about the issues rather than COVID and the COVID kind of fallout. And so I think based on that, Trump has said, alluded to thinking that China did this on purpose. But here we have a scientist who says this was manipulated and used as a weapon. What are your initial thoughts?
I tend to think, number one, that this whole coronavirus pandemic, the China flu, Chinese virus, has so many names, April Marie.
Kung
I
flu?
Tend to,
Do you remember when that one was first used? And then the White House was like walking it back, like nobody here said it. And now the president's like, forget you.
Well,
I'm
the first time it was brought up in
a press conference.
A reporter in the back of the room says, you've called it the Kung Flu. I called it what? Say it again. Kung Flu. No, I didn't hear you say it. One more time. Trump loves messing with these folks. But it could be a combination. Think of Russia and the Soviet Union. Could be a combination of the Sputnik moment, which woke up the United States. Hey, we're in a space race with this other major power, the Leviathan, on the other continent. And it also could be, I tend to think it maybe wasn't intentional. They were working on this and it got out. a Chernobyl moment, where it shows this regime is so technocratic and scientifically advanced and on top of things, and then you have this incredible fallout, in this case from a pandemic. So I think it's two together.
Could be either or both, or both. Yeah.
Right.
It's one of those where, and then she brings up, so in terms of the science, was this manipulated? That I feel like it's, there's very little doubt that whether it was intentional or not, this is a virus that was being scientifically studied and manhandled and manipulated. And even, I don't think that is much being disputed. Now, here's what's interesting, okay? So the back story of this woman, and part of what people are using to discredit her, is that the group she's a part of now is partially founded or and funded by Steve Bannon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Steve
Bannon. He's like the person who just doesn't go away. He's like the bad rash that just keeps coming back.
He has a lot of irons in the fire. That's
yeah,
for sure.
he's coming back. So what's interesting is she talks about being suppressed and being silenced. And Twitter, in fact, did suspend her account. Now, here's the thing about Twitter. I love me some Twitter. I went away from it for years and years, about 6 years, and it came back to it. It's a lot of talking amongst yourselves, but the unfairness of Twitter, to me, if you are a scientist or a doctor, and you're not saying things absolutely insane, you have a right to say them. So Twitter suspended her, and they kind of leaned back on the rule that they're trying to stem misinformation or things that can lead you astray. But here's the thing is, she's not saying try this crazy wackadoo treatment that may or may not work. She's not saying don't wear a mask. She's not saying things that are going, nothing this woman is saying is actually going to harm, from what I've heard, is going to actually harm an individual.
Right.
Now, I can understand taking that down. I can understand taking down misinformation that could lead to somebody not seeking medical help or trying a medical alternative that they don't need to. But this is a scientist who says, I conducted a study on this virus, and this is what I found. I found they made changes to it and that this was weaponized. I don't know how, short of completely discrediting her work, Twitter can rationally say that it's misinformation.
Right, and it sounds like, taking marching orders from the WHO, World Health Organization, goes beyond just the science. And but even to your point on, discredited treatments and or fake ones, there are straight-up snake oil salesmen out there, and it's good to point those folks out and take them down. But you have to be careful there. For instance, Dr. Fauci came up this week and talked about, I've been taking vitamin C, vitamin D. We talked about
this yesterday.
Earlier, and if it was a few months ago, you post something like that, this will really help with your immunity. Twitter and Facebook were taking stuff like that down.
Right.
The WHO has changed its tune on several things. So,
well, I laugh at they still left up. The tweet is still there. And WHO hasn't removed it, and Twitter, of course, hasn't removed it, where the WHO said this isn't airborne, which, of course, is laughable because we now know it is mainly airborne, right? Like, it is not, at first they were like, this thing can live on an object for, forever. It will be on there. It will be on your doorknob forever.
And before that, they said no human-to-human transmission.
Yeah, but they left that up there. So it's one of those things where this gets into Twitter's odd censorship. Now, it's important to notice, I'm going to take Red Top's call, and then when we come back, I'm going to talk about some of the fact-checking behind her interview, and we'll listen to the final couple minutes. Hey, Red Top, how's it going?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This has been a no-brainer from the start. They get an infection going. They readily let more than 2,000 people fly out of Wuhan all over the world, and the whole world is still infected. And, China's with 1.5 billion people, I do believe now, because India's up to 1.3 billion. Humans are a disposable product over there, It's just not happening. They don't really care. They got too many people and have for a long time. So it has been very obvious to me that was weaponized from the start. And this may be, this is probably well known amongst Donald Trump, I'm sure, and especially the military community, but it's not something you run out and talk about. And I'm sure there's a lot of defenses being discussed countermeasures being discussed. And WHO and all these people, nobody in the world economy has been happy about Donald Trump. So this is a collective unit of people and governments who want to get rid of Donald Trump, and this has been a grand opportunity. At the time it came out, it's perfect timing, wouldn't you say, guys, for the election?
Well, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but that is one thing that I can say without doubt, that the effects of this have been exactly what opponents of Donald Trump would want.
Well, Rittop, I'm more trying to game this out. Like, it, before the election, but it's right after they inked this trade deal. That's where I'm wondering, was this a massive mistake in letting it out, or was it purposely spreading it around the globe? Because as much as that might, it's like, how does China benefit from that beyond just American politics? Because, you know, there are a lot of countries, now Europe is now paying attention. That's why I called this a Sputnik moment earlier. A lot of people are paying attention to what China's up to.
This ain't no damn conspiracy, buddy. This is an act of war.
Well,
and Angela Merkel's over there kissing she's you-know-what, and Russia's you-know-what. That Russia is nasty too. They're using the nerve. They're using the nerve agent to try to kill. They done killed this other guy. Again, I believe Russia is a nuisance more than an actual threat. China is the threat, guys.
I think
it's
China.
Real.
I wholeheartedly. I don't know that Russia isn't going to be a threat. I don't think they are the most immediate threat. I think China is a threat. I think.
April Marie, how old do you say? 39.
I am.
Okay, well, you didn't live through the Cuban Missile Crisis. You don't know what a threat from Russia is like. I sat and ducked and covered under my third grade desk at St. Bede's during the Cuban Missile Crisis. That's the close the world has come to ending so far. Period, exclamation point. Ask anybody in my generation, I'm about to be 67. We lived through it. It almost happened, guys.
Well,
so that's a reality check. I'm listening. Thank you for the information. I think that is very telling what you're doing.
All right. Well, we appreciate
it. See you guys.
Thanks so much, Red Top. Let's listen to the rest of the rest of the audio before we go to break. And then I'm going to break down. I hate fact checks. Can I make this clear? I despise most mainstream media fact checks because the amount of opinion in a fact check is overwhelming by most of these places. And that's contrary to what a fact check is supposed to be. Let's talk about, listen to the end of this interview and then go to the fact check on it.
You're a brave person. I'm giving the benefit of the doubt and assuming you're not an anti-Chinese racist, so it's not clear why Twitter would shut you down or why you're being ignored by the rest of the U.S. media. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Why would the Chinese government intentionally create a virus like this?
Okay, if you want to know the exact motive, the exact idea, I think people have to come to ask them. Ask Communist Party, why did they do it? Because they are the one do it. We cannot always understand their evil thinking. You have to come to ask them. But what we see already proves that they have done that. It harmed everyone in the world, lead to the historic pandemic, involve everyone.
How do you believe this virus made its way from the lab in Wuhan outside to the rest of the world?
Okay, first, as I said, I have this kind of solid scientific evidence, and also my next report will come out soon to make you fully understand it is. The other thing is, I work in the WHO reference lab, which is the top coronavirus lab in the world, in the University of Hong Kong. And since I get deeply into such investigation in secret from the early beginning of this outbreak, I had my intelligence because I also get my own unique network in China, involved the hospital, institute, and also government. Also, I work with the top coronavirologists in the world. So together with my experience, I can tell you this is created in the lab. This is from that template owned by China military. And also it is spread to the world to make such damage.
to make such damage, do you believe the Chinese government released this intentionally, on purpose? Did they do this?
Yes, of course, it's intentionally. And even no need more evidence, you already can see what they try to cover up from the early beginning, as I reviewed in different medias before, and also what else they have done, like making the fabricated virus to throw out the natural origin theory, censorship, everything that every evidence points to the lab origins, and also clearly try to make people like me want to talk about the truth get disappeared.
You know, it's hard to be shocked in a moment like this, but you have succeeded in shocking me. Unfortunately, this is not the forum for the details of your research. I don't have the grounding necessary to ask you the right questions. This is when you wish for a functioning media, because what you just said completely changes everything we think we know.
Wow. Tucker brings up a phenomenal point right there at the end. This is the job for a functioning media. In the United States, think about it from day one. From day one, the media has not acted as an investigative arm about the origins of coronavirus since day one. And what you would normally see in terms of a, you know, what went awry, let's talk about the virus itself. It's been a, how did Trump handle it? How did Trump mishandle it? What are the, you know, what can we say about Fauci? What can we say about, you know, all of the things that, the questions that a reporter would ask if they were having a gotcha moment, as opposed to the questions a reporter would ask if they were an actual investigative journalist looking at this. It surprises me how little we have seen coverage of the actual background to this virus.
Right.
Because early on, there was some speculation, but again, it was mainly politically motivated. And then it was like the media just stopped. Like, we don't necessarily even, it was like, we're not even going to pretend to care how this happened at the moment. We're going to get through the election, and then, and maybe they'll pick it back up again at the end. I'm looking at, so I just looked up the researcher online, and it looks like her story is being told around the world. And one of the, of course, the main things that opponents are saying is her study hasn't been fact-checked yet. We'll get to that and more after this break. You are listening to April Marie Fogel, filling in for Dan Morris, with Joey Clark here, keeping me company.
Indeed.
Please do stay tuned, and we will get to you and the caller on the flip side of this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello and welcome back. You have April Marie Fogel here. And Debbie called in to chat with us about the COVID and the Kung flu. How's it going, Debbie?
Hi. Thank you, April Murray. I appreciate you letting me talk. I have been researching this for a while, and one of the things that I noticed was there's a gain of function. I don't know if you've heard of this, gain of function experimentation that was being done by Dr. Fauci here in the United States for several years. Apparently, in 2013, somebody got wise to it. The gain of function, by the way, is where they were experimenting with the coronavirus, okay? They did have a patent on it as well. Makes it very interesting because you're not supposed to be able to patent anything that's, you know, got to do with the human body. So how they got a patent on the coronavirus and everything that's made to go with it, like testing or treatment or anything like that, is in the wheelhouse of Dr. Fauci. So how did that all happen? Well, in 2013, we had wised up somebody in Congress and decided that we had to stop it. So they had a moratorium on it. It went from North Carolina over to China somehow. Now, that's the mystery that nobody is speaking of. I haven't been able to find anything in research to figure out how it happened, but it ended up in China. We supposedly were funding it up until March of this year. It was stopped by the Trump administration, the funding. Bill Gates also has funded Wuhan quite a bit. So it makes me wonder if this is just one of those things that got out of control. I think they're really trying to push the vaccine. I really think this is money, control, and it's a worldwide effort. But what I was wondering is how Trump, being that he was pinning everything on China, which we should definitely look into, how he's going to get out of that if we were complicit, if we were involved in it, which apparently we were. At least at the beginning.
Interesting question. So I was, and I've done this. Thank you so much, Debbie, for calling in. I'm looking at this, and this is one of those things where on the internet, there are definitely rabbit trails everywhere, right? You could spend, and Debbie probably has, and many other probably have spent days, weeks, hours looking at this. And there's so much information out there, which makes this woman's story, to me, more interesting in that she actually worked at WHO. She actually worked at a lab that is dealing with this specific strand of COVID, looking at the engineering of it. Her report came out, and I'm looking right now at a summary, a news story. Unlike news stories you won't get here in the U.S., an actual just black and white news story about the paper. And it says she co-authored this paper with three other doctors. And the only complaint about the paper, interestingly, that I've seen is that it is it hasn't been peer-reviewed yet. And, you know, that doesn't mean there's the data and information is wrong. Right. It just means it has not undergone rigorous review yet. She claims, the doctor, Dr. Yan, claims her team, her and her team's scientific findings have been suppressed to date, and that's why she's coming forward in the media, that she tried to do it the scientific route, and that, that didn't get her anywhere, and that's why she's going the way she is now with the media, because she feels like things need to be talked about. That doesn't bring up big red flags. To me, what's interesting about this is, again, the fact that the mainstream media does not want to talk about it, with the exception of occasionally debunking things. I know there are a lot of people, and Debbie sounds like maybe she believes this, there are a lot of people hesitant about a vaccination. I am a big vaccination fan. And I know some conservatives that makes them give them the heebie-jeebies. I think if there's a way to suppress a disease, something that could hurt or cripple or harm or kill, we should do it. I like science that way. There's a lot of things, gains in science that have saved lives, prolonged lives, including medication. Do I think we should rush out and all get a vaccination as soon as they come out? Probably not so much. It depends on, you know, I like to know from the medical experts that these things have been tested. Right. There is one thing about vaccinations is that they do and should undergo a rigorous, very, very, very rigorous time of testing and knowing what's going on. I hope that the conspiracy theories or the internet rumors or all of those things are put to the rest when we know what actually happened. And that's why this interview was interesting to me, because I feel like we need to know what actually happened and that the rumors of who was, you know, what was going on where.
Right.
And this is actually, we'll talk about it after the break. This is actually one of those eye-opening things. I feel like after 9/11, we really got an eye-opening into the security and data collection.